Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this very, very special May the 26th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous birthday girl, Jill Sirkin.
Good day, Mr. Andrews.
Happy birthday.
I'm just back from lovely Bucharest.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to tell us all about that. I saw one of your tweets.
One.
And it boggled my mind.
Boggled?
It boggled. My mind boggled. My mind did a double buggle backflip.
And what tweet might that be?
You tweeted about being trapped in a bikini.
Yes. Why do I get in these scrapes, I wonder?
Well, I know the answer to that, but I don't even know if I want to know the story, to be quite frank.
It's quite a sad story, actually.
Is it really?
Because
did it involve the demise of a bikini?
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, no, go on,
nothing
then.
To do with elastic. I know you're dying to know.
Yeah, really.
I was at the Radisson Blue Hotel in Bucharest, which was a fantastic and a great, great city. So glad you turned the aircon off. I had already told you, listener. I told him, listener, about an hour ago to turn his aircon off. Does he listen? No. So went down to
It's like working with your mum.
Have you got your vest on?
I have.
Okay.
And a clean cardigan. And a clean hanky and my cardigan.
Very good.
That's okay.
Wash behind your ears?
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, with those headphones.
One of the real benefits of being bald is you don't have to mess about with stuff like that.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, as I was saying, so in Bucharest, in my lovely Radisson Blue Hotel, I went down to the sports area. There's a lovely outdoor pool, lovely indoor pool.
Any particular reason you went down there? As if I didn't know.
To do some sport.
To do some spotting.
What-ho.
To do some spotting.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Men in uniform, that sort of thing.
Because, funnily enough, it's funny, I don't mean to interrupt, but Becca and I were having a conversation about this in the bistro next
Without
door.
Without me.
No. No, about you going searching for six packs and stuff like that.
Men in uniform.
Yeah, when in fact, I read on the internet, so it must be true that women don't like six packs anymore, it's dad bods.
What's a dad bod?
That's what I've got, a dad bod.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, so, sort of past it.
A little bit podgy, little bit beer gutty.
Little bit sort of, what was that, that doughy bloke that used to advertise flour, Pillsbury Dough,
yeah, exactly like that. Yeah, apparently that's sex on a stick now.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently. Sorry, carry on.
Somebody swung that round.
Yeah.
So I went down, and what you have to do is, as a resident, you've got your little magnetic card,
yeah,
and you slide it in, you know all these things. You're a man about town. You slide in your magnetic card and nobody else has got that. And it takes you down to the inner sanctum,
yeah,
of the way that only hotel guests can go in.
Yeah.
And other people can mince in another way.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down in my bikini with my little caftan, looking very glam, I must say. I had my Gino bag from Rebecca Nutt, my Gino accessories. And do you know what Gino is?
Yeah, yeah. Just get on with it.
Anyway,
we've only got 2 hours.
So, where was I?
You were halfway Gino. Down the lift with, yeah, your Gino bag, your caftan and your bikini.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then I was lounging there, minding my own business, had a little swim, a few, yeah, lengths, you know, looking fab, I must say.
Yeah.
Because I have my goggles and my swimming hat. I'm the only one in the world that wears goggles and a swimming hat in a pool because you look really ugly. But that's how I swim. Head under, proper crawl, a little bit of backstroke. And that's hard in an outdoor pool, Paul Andrews, backstroke, because you've got no lines. You wiggle all over the place. So anyway, I was going back. I'd had a lovely
massage. Sorry, I fell asleep.
Had a lovely massage as well.
Yeah.
Fabulous massage. Going back up, and my key wouldn't work to get back to my room. The magnetic key. So I kept trying. I was stuck in the lift.
You got locked out.
So I tried it again, kept opening the doors. Got a bit panicky because I thought, I'm going to get locked in this lift. Wouldn't work. So eventually I shuffled out to the reception and said, you know, I'm stuck. I can't get back up to room floor 6. Business suite, darling. And she said, oh, you have to go. The only way is to go out the exit.
Blimey, was she from Zimbabwe, was she?
No, she was Romanian.
Oh, right,
it's like,
okay.
A Count Dracula.
You don't. Oh, right, okay. Right, okay.
So you have to go right out there and turn right and
she
go
was South African as well, was she? Right, okay.
And then I said, what, out there in the street? Now, this is like Bond Street.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
the George Sank Hotel.
I'm loving this.
On Paris. I looked at her and my hair was dripping wet. I was like a boiled lobster in a itsy-witsy polka-dot bikini thing, which really at my age one shouldn't be wearing, but one does. Because my stomach's not too bad. It's quite nice skin still. And so I'm told. So I said, what, you mean I have to go out on the main street where everybody is in business suits and, you know, in the business centre of Bucharest, in my flip-flops and bikini? She said, you have to go to reception. So not only did I have to go out feeling like complete prat you can say prat, that's a fish, with dripping hair and flip-flops, walking along the main busy street, stop at the traffic lights, cross the road, turn right along the other front. Then you've got all the taxis drawing up at the Radisson Blue, and then all the doormen with their top hats on. I walk in like a complete orange, embarrassed.
I'm gonna ring the Bucharest Police Department and offer them vast amounts of money for the CCTV footage of that.
Then I had to queue, if you don't mind, at the reception for about 20 minutes because there was a load of people had arrived. So I've said to this man behind me, I said, I'm so embarrassed. You know, I'm standing there in my bikini looking like a mad woman, more than usual. And he said, you look very nice in your bikini. So I liked
it. And
then
he bit you.
And apparently there is a problem with the... I had four keys that went wrong on my visit. And you shouldn't apparently keep them with your iPhone. But nobody told me that. So that's why I was mincing down the high street in my bikini, Paul Andrews.
Cool.
Who might our sponsors be?
Today's sponsors, of course, Connectors. Who have a website, which is courseconnectors.com.
Oh, I thought you were saying of course.
No, Course Connectors. It's a website that identifies different workshop and course providers, and you can go in and check it out on courseconnectors.com.
So nothing to do with their manners?
No, they're not course.
Okay.
It's
just
course.
Just checking.
Rather than course.
What kind of courses do they run?
All kind. It's course. Pay attention.
Everything.
Course Connectors.
So they connect you with whatever course you might want.
Exactly.
Okay. Romanian?
Quite possibly, yeah. How to use a lift key, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Don't keep it near your iPhone.
Okay. Anyway, big thank you to the folks from Course Connectors, to Nicole and the team there. We do appreciate your support. Thank you very much. We got a fabulous lineup of guests on the show today, and we're going to be doing some bits and pieces with that.
Am I allowed to ask who they are?
You can ask who they are.
You get a bit uppity if I ask at the beginning of the show.
Well, you see, you try and change. We never used to pre-announce a guest, and then you started doing it until I then joined in with you, and then you stopped doing it again.
Well, I think you need to go by the superior show, Scoff and Quaff, which is live every Tuesday at 11 a.m, Paul Andrews, where the guests get introduced at the beginning. So on my left, we have the lovely Rebecca Nutt of Serenity Health and Beauty Salon in Canterbury and also in Swalecliff, Whitstable. And Zoe from Zoe Dress Design, surname?
Dowle.
D-A-L-E?
D-O-W-L-E.
D-O-W-L-E. Got it?
I knew it already. It was you that didn't know it.
I know, but you were a bit lax with introduction, I think.
Thank you for that. That was really good. Hey, listen, but we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us while we're live on air is to drop me a tweet at VanillaWeb. And we have already had quite a few tweets.
Loads.
And we've got some emails to read, and we've got all kinds of things going on. And also, in the second part of the show, we will be doing some more interviews that we recorded at the Rift Accounting Business Support Base Camp at Kent 2020 Live the week before last now.
And you can read about that said occasion 2020 in my business column, which is out in the Canterbury Times and also on pressupgroup.com. I was going to say something else about Rift Accounting. We had a great time there, didn't we?
We had a fabulous time. It was really good. We got some fantastic interviews. We've got three more that we're going to do today.
Yeah.
We've got a series of interviews. We've got about 12 more over the coming weeks that we're going to play out. But it's really good.
While we're listening to those interviews from the 2020, Becca is going to give you a little beauty treatment, I believe.
Apparently, yes.
Serenity Becca.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm sure you are.
I'm not the treatment so
Hopefully
much,
it's not a full body massage.
Well, is it not?
Hopefully not. Not live on air.
Oh.
Mind you, then I could take over the show with Zoe.
I'd convince myself that's what I was getting, which is why I've been in such a good mood all day.
Maybe that's after.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to read this. It's an don't go there. Behave yourself.
Little eyebrows being raised. You can,
listen, I apologise in advance. It is Jill's birthday. She is three bottles of Prosecco down already.
Yes. And we've got champagne in the fridge.
And she's got champagne on ice in the fridge. Yeah. It is going to get messy,
and
I'm afraid.
English sparkling.
I'm afraid it is going to get messy. But I've got this to read out, and this is very important because it is happening this evening, and I do want you all to go. Okay. Daniel San Giuseppe sent this through to me. And he said, please join us to support the recent tragic events in Nepal at a fundraising Nepalese dinner. The food is being prepared by the Gurkha Palace, and all proceeds from the night will be donated via the Folkestone Rotary Club to the Marti Nepal Kathmandu. So do support this. It is tonight, and it's at 7 p.m, and it's at the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone.
Burlington Bertie goes there.
Yeah, it's £25, cash payable on the night, so you can pay... on arriving there. Dress code is business casual. It's at the Burlington Hotel, Earls Avenue, Folkestone. The postcode is CT20 2HR, or you can email Daniel at Castlewood Hotels.com. Daniel at Castlewood Hotels.com. Do go along tonight from 7 p.m. the Burlington Hotel for a Nepalese dinner. All proceeds to the Nepalese disaster.
That's this evening.
It is this evening.
What time?
7 o'clock.
Because I'm at Saltwood on the Green at 7 for my birthday.
You are
party,
indeed.
So maybe I could just ram it down as quickly as possible and then
have,
run
have
over.
Two dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about such things, did you see over the last few days the earthquake we had?
And, oh, yeah.
And the funny pictures that people put on Facebook and what have you. It did make me smile.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Absolutely. We've had loads of tweets. I think, Jules, you can read an email now, though.
Okay. I'd love to.
You could just smash the microphone as well.
No, it's vibrations.
Yeah, yeah.
Free introduction to internet marketing. This is with the fabulous Virally at Fruitworks. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday of this week, May the 28th, and it's 18:30, so 6:30 to you, to 9:30. British summertime. There is a website you can go on to. It's fruitworks.co, also virallyapp.com. That sounds really good. I should go to that. Sounds interesting. Keep your finger on the pulse. Also, do you have a fixed mindset, Paul Andrews? Or do you have growth mindset? Which are you? The fixed mindset says, are you sure you can do it? The growth mindset says, I'm not sure, but I can learn with effort. The fixed mindset says, what if you fail? You'll be a failure. The growth mindset says, most successful people have had failures. Which are you, Paul Andrews?
Oh, I'm a growth.
I thought you were. Rebecca, what are you?
Oh, definitely growth.
Growth, okay. Zoe?
I'm growth.
You're growth. Okay, we're all growthing.
No, you're fixed.
You can... Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you are.
I'm
no, you're
a go-to
fixed.
Woman.
No, you're fixed. As soon as somebody produces a bottle, that's it, game over.
Well, there you go. Kent Business Success...
That's a different mindset, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's party.
That's an out-of-your mindset.
Kent Business Success Summit is on Friday the 12th of June. It's at the Eastwell Manor in Ashford between 9 to 4. You can book your place now for the Success Summit and get the right mindset for success. So, as I said, it's Friday 12th of June, and the price is 67 plus VAT, which includes full refreshments, delicious two-course lunch in the brasserie, and full conference pack. Now, you can text. I'm going to read out the number. I'm not going to read out that number. I'm going to give you an email and read out another number, but it's not a text number, I don't think. 01732 758 530. Don't think you can text that, can you? That
sort of no, thing. But there should be a five-digit code where you can text a book.
Okay, 66777. So yeah. You can text,
if you text
that on your mobile. 66777.
If you text that, you can book your place.
So text the word book to 66777. Sometimes you're exceptionally clever. The email is info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk, and that's from the fabulous Carol Black.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Anything else?
No, that'll do.
Okay.
You read them and I'll correct them. Don't worry. We've had a tweet from CJ's Cleaning that says, Hi, Vanilla Web. We're listening in for the first time, so welcome to CJ's Cleaning. Also, Kent Savers. Hi, Vanilla Web. Paul, would you please give a shout out to the local credit union in Medway and Bexley? We're cheaper and fairer than any payday lender. You can follow them on the Twitter at Kent Savers. At Kent Savers. So do give them a follow. And also, Cars from Kent have tweeted, for the lowest fuel prices in your area, check us out on Cars from Kent, and it's also the best place to buy and sell a car. So, and they also say happy birthday, Jules.
Oh, that's very sweet of them. Mm. I was waiting for my little powder blue Mercedes in the drive, Rebecca. She knows, but still no sign of it.
And Rich and Mark, the lovely folks from Bridger Howes, have said, happy birthday, Jules Sirkin. Looking forward to the Business Bunker birthday show with Vanilla Web, Rift Accounting, Serenity Becker and Zoe's Dress Design. So thank you, Richard, for that, and welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Ben and Tech have also tweeted in, said, have a great show.
Thank you, guys.
And the Chai Stop, morning to you. And Riverford Kent, that's Riverford _ Kent, have said that we do deliver, Paul Andrews, to offices as well as home.
Fantastic. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play some tunage.
Something nice.
Something just for you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
What?
Some
it's
punky
Claire
girl.
Grogan.
Is it?
Claire Grogan.
Very punky, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds it.
Claire Grogan.
Sounds like a punk.
Happy
join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're Rift. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from Rift if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this special Jewel Sirkin birthday edition. And we're joined on the phone now by the lovely Peter Cook from the Academy of Rock. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yes, I thought you might be singing to me today.
I've thought about it, actually, but I haven't got... I'm laying on a sofa without an instrument.
Really? Are you wearing your...
you don't want to do that, Pete. You need an instrument if you're going to lay on the sofa, mate.
Are you wearing your leopard skin today, Peter?
Well, I can't say.
Very slinky. Sounding very slinky this morning.
It's Altered Images. What a great song. I mean, you've got Boy George, and you need to get Claire Grogan on Channel Radio next.
Absolutely. I kind of lost track of what she did, because after Altered Images, she went into acting, because she was in Gregory's Girl, a big cult film for a long time.
I love that film.
And then I kind of lost track of her. Have you come across her recently, Pete?
Not especially, no. I did mix her up with someone called, was in a Scottish band called Strawberry Switchblade.
Right.
We played a punk gig with them. They were dreadful. For years.
No change there, then.
Well, no, for years I'd mixed them up with Claire Grogan. I used to tell people that I'd supported Claire Grogan, thinking right. She was in this band, but in fact she wasn't.
Right.
So I really ought to apologise to her, except I don't know where she is.
Well, Claire, if you're listening, and I'm sure she is, Pete says sorry. So how you doing, mate?
Yes, fine. All is well. I'm off to Poland shortly.
Right, okay.
To a rock gig and a masterclass on leadership in Warsaw.
Wow.
At a Polish club and the best business club in Poland, apparently.
Wow.
So that's quite exciting.
That's an interesting gig. How did you get that?
LinkedIn, actually, is the answer.
Wow. Social media strikes again.
The short answer to that is people say that social media is a waste of time.
Hmm.
But like anything, you have to build the mountain big enough to find the needle in the haystack.
Absolutely.
So since the recession started, one of the things I did in the background was to build a more international network. And you do need a big haystack to find the needle, but that the short answer to your question, it came from LinkedIn.
Right, okay, cool. Nice one.
There's a good good bit of publicity there for LinkedIn from you then, Peter.
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, it's I get quite a lot of work internationally from there, but you really you can't just sit on it and wait for it to happen.
No, sure.
You have to put content on and other things that stimulate that. And it so happens that two of the people involved were one connection away, and that as soon as you get those joining points between things, I think social media starts to produce income, whereas otherwise it is, as some people say, their favourite waste of time.
Sure.
But no, there are happy accidents like that.
Anyway. Another great band.
So, but you've been incredibly busy just recently. You've been up to all kinds of things, haven't you?
Yes, I mean, I'm welcoming bunker people if they want to come over to Warsaw, but they can't. They can come to Chatham.
Right.
Which is, twinned with Warsaw in certain respects.
So what have you got going down in Chatham then, Pete?
Well, I've got Richard Strange, who actually opened a club called Cabaret Future in the 1980s and had people like Claire Grogan along, pretty well all the New Age acts like Depeche Mode, Mark Almond, Spandau Ballet and people like that mainly took their first steps to success through Richard's club.
Right.
And Richard is dubbed the godfather of punk.
Right.
He's been an actor in Batman, Harry Potter, Robin Hood and various other things, and some more obscure sort of film noir type things.
Right.
And because he's dubbed the godfather of punk, I'm bringing him to Chatham to launch my new book, The Music of Business, which of course is available anywhere that people want to get it or off me. And we've got the whole thing happening down on the banks of the River Medway, which sounds like on the rivers of Babylon.
I thought you were going to break into song for a minute there.
Yes. I don't know what the rest of the words are about Medway.
Mm-hmm.
But we're down at the Sun Pier Arts Centre on Tuesday. So it's 2 weeks today now, so we're quite close.
Right.
Tuesday the 9th of June at the Sun Pier Arts Centre, which is a beautiful new arts centre. It was HSBC Bank, it's now an arts centre.
Right.
I think that's what I call progress.
And, absolutely.
We've got some music, film, I'll be interviewing Richard, I'll be playing some punk rock, we might sell a couple of books, and it'll be a great business-to-business networking opportunity as well for any businesses in Kent that fancy coming along.
That sounds fantastic. So that's June the 9th at Sun Pier House, down by the river there. And what time are you kicking off, Pete?
7:30 for 8.
7:30.
It's a fully licensed bar. It goes on into the night, night long, according to legend. But we'll be finishing sort of by about 11:15 if people have got to get back.
Brilliant.
So, Sun Pier House.
Fantastic. Place. We will try and get along to that. But have a fabulous event anyway, and good luck with the book launch. Give us a shout for the name of the book again.
The Music of Business.
The Music of Business.
Either the ticket to the event, the ticket job, or the book, the best thing to do is probably to contact me directly. So I've got an email for that, and I'll do the rest, basically. So
right. Do you want to shout out the email or website? Or
it's Peter at H-U-M for mother, D-Y-N for November, so that's humdine.co.uk.
Humdine.
Humdine.
Humdine, as some people say. But, anything you come by that route is probably the easiest.
Nice one. So you can email Pete at that email address, or more importantly, you can get along, see Pete. And can they buy a copy of the book at Sun Pier House?
They can indeed. They can pogo if they want. Or they can come to Warsaw.
Fantastic. Pete, as always, it's an absolute pleasure to speak with you. Good luck with that. Good luck with your gig in Warsaw, and we'll see you soon, eh?
Happy birthday again.
Cheers, thank you.
Not you, but me.
Yeah, but you weren't paying attention.
Well, I was showing my guests here, Peter.
I know what you were showing your guests,
thank
you.
This morning, Peter, just before you nod off back to your chaise longue, we had minding our own business in the Channel Radio, and a porcupine came strolling in, eating biscuits.
Yeah, as you do.
What's his name?
Fred.
Fred the porcupine.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to tweet you out a picture of him.
I don't know why that's relevant to you, Peter, apart from some Freudian connection that Jules has made in her adult brain.
I'm twinned with the porcupine.
Sort of punk look.
She's thinking that the porcupine had a kind of punky look.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, I get it. Okay. All right. Pete, as always, really great to talk to you, mate. All power to you. Hope the book launch goes well. Hope your Chatham event at Sun Pier House goes well. Enjoy Poland.
For your Twitter, Peter, again. Remind us your Twitter.
Academy of Rock, or if you're Irish, Academy of Frock.
Cheers, mate. Take care. Have a good day.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Fabulous Peter Cook.
Fabulous Peter Cook from the Academy of Rock. Absolutely great. Nice one. We've had a few more tweets. We've had Sally Laker. Sally tweeted a picture of a Lenneman drizzle cake that has sent the internet. It's broken the internet, basically. It's gone into meltdown. And people have demanded that the internet develops a system where you can actually reach out and take a slice.
Well, I mean, it is my one weakness, and I think she was funnily enough,
she did allude to that in the tweet that went with it.
Very wicked to be tweeting that out from her kitchen, her bakery in Whitstable, when I'm in Romney Marsh.
Yeah. TW Music School have said, wow, just wow. When will they invent computers you can reach into your screen and pull one of those lemon drizzle cakes out?
They are very, very fine.
They are nice, aren't they? Yeah. So Lee Willis of Ancorians Football Club has tweeted his weekly tweet to say that he's listening in to the Business Bunker show. So thank you, Lee.
Good
Lee
morning.
Is the chair of Ancorians Football Club, which is a community football club over there in Medway. So thank you for that.
And they hobnob with Sammy the Starfish.
They do indeed. The mascot for Ancorians Football Fish. Football Club is Sammy the Starfish. For those of you that were a bit thrown by that last statement from Jules,
Sammy the Starfish.
I want to tell you about this as well. It's a young lady that I was talking to on Twitter over the last couple of nights, and she's asked me to give this a mention, and it really is important, which is why you'd need to pay attention to this.
Yes, I'm all ears.
Because it's really important. It's a lady, and I want you to follow her, all of you.
Now.
I want you to follow her on the Twitter, Molly Watt Trust. Molly Watt, that's W-A-T-T, Molly Watt Trust, or one word. And she says, Paul, could you mention Usher Syndrome, Deaf Blindness, and our website, mollywatttrust.org? And that's molly-watt-trust.org. There are contact details on there. Molly is a sufferer of Usher Syndrome. Usher Syndrome is affects a lot of people, actually, and it's a progressive blind and deaf problem. And Molly, who, as I say, suffers from the syndrome herself, is one of the huge promoters of trying to raise awareness for the syndrome and trying to get help and support. So please do follow her, retweet her, read her blog. Her blog is incredibly interesting and tells you an awful lot about the challenges faced by people with Usher syndrome.
Well, to be so deaf and blind,
yeah,
or
absolutely.
Even to have that thought hanging over that you will be deaf and blind.
Absolutely, absolutely. And do read the blogs that Molly has put up, because it is fascinating to understand the challenges that they face. Do please support it, and do please support Molly.
And can you just read out again the spelling of Watt?
Yeah, her Twitter handle is Molly Watt Trust, and that's Molly, MollyWattTrust, all one word, Molly Watt Trust. And her website is molly-watt-trust.org, and she has a blog on there as well. But if you follow Molly on the Twitter, you can find the website address as well. So please all do follow her and retweet her as well. She's trying to raise awareness. She's trying to get people to focus on this and help do something about it, because it is surprising how many people do suffer from it. So thank you for that, Molly. Thank you for letting us know. And it's our pleasure to try and help you.
It's a little bit,
those people.
Little bit like with Herb's palsy. It's a very quite rare thing that you don't often hear of until you meet someone that suffers from
absolutely. But then you find out it isn't as rare as you think it is.
Exactly.
You know, that's always the sad thing, that you know, there are an awful lot of people that have these kind of conditions that don't get the support and the recognition that they need and help with facing the challenges that they face.
Big hello on the Twitter to Bassett Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, PT, personal trainer in Whitstable.
Is that Ted?
That's lovely Ted, and he's wishing me a happy birthday, but he called me ye old gal, G-A-L, which I'm
ye old gal.
Love it. So thank you, Ted, Tedwood.
Cool. And we've also had a tweet from Thermal Printers, known on the Twitter as TPS_repairs. And they said, hello, Vanilla Web. We're back to work after a long weekend, but we're enjoying tuning into today's Business Monk Show. So thank you to Trevor and the guys over at TPS_repairs. That's Thermal Printers on the Twitter. Do you know what I think we're going to do now?
Are we going to interview our next guest?
Sorry?
Are we going to interview our next guest?
How did you know that?
Oh, it was just a...
Are you psychic?
I was pondering.
Were you? It wasn't the fact that I was pointing at Zoe then.
No, because I'm tweeting people. I can't...
I know you're not paying attention.
I can't bear to look at you.
I know you're not paying attention. Everybody else is paying attention.
Well,
you've been all of a dither today.
I know. Well, they're hanging on your
every word.
Would
think it was her birthday or something,
exactly,
wouldn't they?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to say a big thank you to British Airways for all the champagne yesterday. Andrew Palmer looked after me especially well.
Did he?
Yeah. I like British Airways. I shall always fly with them from now on, forever.
Good.
He just kept saying, I've got some more champagne on ice. You can have as much as you want, he kept saying.
Did he?
Yeah.
Right.
So I said, okay, top me up.
Okay, yeah. Has he recovered?
Yeah, they've got in another flagon full, I'm sure.
Okay. Anyway, enough of you and enough of that. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show today's first guest, the lovely Zoe Dowell. Hello, Zoe.
Good morning, good afternoon, Paul.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I'm putting up with her, but you know what it's like.
Can I first of all say happy birthday to Jules?
Well, thank you, and thank you. And you're going to be joining me this evening for our dinner.
I'm so excited, and thank you for inviting me.
We're going to Saltwood on the Green with Jeff Kipp for an English tasting, all sourced within sort of 7 mile radius. Paul Andrews won't be joining us.
I wasn't invited.
Oh, so he said.
I wasn't invited.
That's
the second thing she's not invited me to.
Oh.
And Rebecca Nutt as well. Which
Rebecca will be dancing on the table, no doubt.
Really?
Yeah, that's possible. Hey, showing off her toenails.
Right. Enough of the...
Niceties.
Of the Jules Serkin show. Let's talk to Zoe about her business. Zoe, you're a wedding dress designer.
I am indeed.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into this and where you are with your business now?
Okay, well, I'm very proud to say that I trained at the London College of Fashion a few years ago.
Right, what does that mean? Stop there, because I don't know. I mean, I know it's amazing and I've heard of it. What does that mean to train somewhere with such a high profile and high standards?
Exactly, it is high standards, but it is to break down all aspects of design to you, so you work out how to do the pattern cutting, the design, colouring, through to manufacture and through to production, and then you can take your business whichever way you want to from that education. So most of my life I've been doing dressmaking at home around a young family, But with the previous conversation with Paul just now, the way that the internet and social media have changed, I've had to keep up with the changes and take my business forward. And I agree with everything Peter said on the phone. You've got to keep up with social media and change.
Absolutely. It is an important thing now.
It really is.
And we were discussing off air, weren't we, about the move away from the high street into online and social media, and how that's had a dramatic effect on your business.
Totally.
And other people competing in your business.
Yeah. If you're not in it, then your competitors are, then they're going to win across the whole board of all businesses.
Absolutely. Now, you, with your training at that august institution, my understanding is that's equipped you with an ability to design stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
In the round, so basically the whole process. Explain a little bit about what you do when you design in your own creations.
Well, I can design and create anything I want to, but it's a matter of finding people wanting to spend the time to justify the effort that you put into making that creation. Unfortunately, the downside to the internet is that too many people are buying cheap fake copies from China, which, you know, I think people are beginning to realise now is not the way to go.
And do you know, Zoe, I've noticed even with good shops, what I call, you know, sort of, I'm not mentioning names, but good shops that used to be reliable. I'm old enough, it's my birthday, to know now that buttons come off, clothing bobbles.
Yes.
Definitely seeing a big change in the quality of things. So tell us about that.
Well, I know the kind of stores you're trying to identify, and I quite agree with you that certain shops used to identify with quality, and you knew what you were going to get, particularly in quality of quantity of materials, cottons. Now everything is cheaply produced abroad because we don't want to pay the prices that are expected of us.
Sure.
For the work involved. As well.
The work involved, but many of my clients are prepared to spend the money with me to get exactly what they want on a couture basis.
And that's it, isn't it? It's a couture basis.
Exactly.
We're paying for your design skills, your ability to work out what you want, to design a pattern, to...
It's bespoke. It is man hours. It's not a quick something off the shop off the rail for 50 quid. It's a proper thing.
But why did you specialise in bridal? Or have you specialised in bridal?
Just... probably what I enjoy doing the most, I think.
But you are doing some other things. We were also discussing briefly about prom dresses and things like that.
Yeah, there's... when I came into this, proms wasn't a word that we could identify.
It's one of those things we've imported from America, a bit like Halloween in recent years, isn't it?
It's one of the things when girls start off at year seven in their senior school, they aspire to and look to their prom and think about their dress until it comes to year 11 and then they start looking for them. And it's very, very exciting, particularly in a very emotional moment for the mums to see their daughters as grown-up princesses.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, isn't it?
A lot of pressure there, though, nowadays.
But it's funny how all of a sudden we've taken to that.
American.
I mean, the Americans have had proms since the year dot.
What do we used to have, like a 50s dance?
Disco. We had
a
school disco at the end.
Was, yeah.
And then the headmaster used to walk in halfway through and go, "You're not playing that," and turn it off, and
Judge
you'd all go
Dredd.
Home.
Judge Dredd.
Exactly.
Remember?
Yeah, that was, well, that was my experience anyway. But it's interesting, isn't it, that we've adopted the prom idea, which is a nice idea because, you know, it's something slightly different to what we experienced when we were at school, which was just rocking up in your jeans and doing what you normally do.
I think of a lot of it as, again, not social media, but the press. Some magazines have made girls want to dress up and aspire to be like their celebrity idols.
Yeah.
So it gives them the opportunity to do so.
What about the blokes? So they do anything special?
It's
just tuxedo, really.
Yeah, it's the same with every special occasion. It is just suits of the guys.
Yeah.
I was recently in Romania, in case
I've got a velvet
forgotten.
Tuxedo.
Have you?
I have.
Well, no, you look lovely in that. Is it bottle green?
It's actually turquoise, but...
Is it?
You know, yeah.
Maybe I'm a little bit colourblind.
No, a lot of people think it's green. But in that kind of dark light you get...
I prefer you in a dark light.
Yeah, that is true.
When I was in Romania, the weddings are huge.
Have you been to Romania?
Yes, just recently. Blimey. Just back, darling.
I hope you didn't get locked out in a bikini.
No, that's another story. I'll tell you again if you want. But they had all these beautiful brides in the park walking around with all of their amazing dresses. And I noticed a thing where even the guests were pairing up. So the guys, going back to Paul's question, had the matching dicky bows and things to the woman's dress, which I thought was rather charming.
Yeah, it is. In Eastern Europe, I think they spend a lot more time. It's spread, a wedding is spread over 2-3 days, whereas here it's just the afternoon or the day pretty much.
They have to stay up till 8:30 in the morning, which would kill me all night and all, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. It would kill me.
Some marriages in this country don't last that long.
So who is coming to you? Are they wealthy people or are they...
Well, I'm changing the way I'm doing things into the point where there's a gap and an opportunity for me now to sell wedding dresses as well. Yeah, I'm trying to make sure that I cover everybody, really. There's no exclusivity. Everybody needs a wedding dress or special occasion clothes.
Paul Andrews doesn't. You don't need a wedding dress. You did need the other day a tutu. He needed a tutu the other day for a Zumba dance he was doing.
I don't go up to that size.
That was cutting, wasn't it?
But she does do bespoke.
Actually, it was one size fits all.
Quite stretchy.
It was just quite stretchy. Yeah.
Is that on the internet then?
It was indeed, yeah. £6 that was.
Bargain.
And that included, that came with a headband and leg warmers and lace gloves as well.
And changing the subject now.
Quickly. So who is coming to you?
Again, just pretty much everybody. As I said, you know, if somebody wants something bespoke, then they will get something to fit their body. Because too much of the high street shops will just make items just pretty much standard and hope that it fits everybody in it. And we're all different sizes.
We were talking earlier, weren't we, Paul, about cleavage. I'm 5'11", and everything, either trousers are too short. I go to Long Tall Sally quite a lot, which is quite good, but their trousers are too long, but their dresses are cool. They're fine. But then a lot of the stuff is cut too low, and then you've got to wear brooches, which can look a bit boring, or what they call modesty
panel
blouse or something, which I don't really like. So what you said immediately to me is that, you know, it's about the length.
Yeah, because you and I both tall, so it's not just about the legs aren't long. It's finding out me identifying where your shape is long. Are you long from your upper body?
No, I'm not.
Your mid body? Or is it your rise, which is from your waist to your hips?
It's my rise.
Yes, we have long rise.
I'm not getting involved in that conversation.
I've always liked taking the rise.
Exactly.
So young people,
everybody,
middle age,
everybody, absolutely everybody. As I said, there's no, you know, if someone wants something that much and they can't find it in the high street, then they will come to me and think that they're the only person that has these body, not issues, but body struggling to find dresses.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I can see, you know, there's a lot of talk in technology terms about 3D printing and things like that. And I know that one or two organisations have experimented with it in the last couple of years. But you can see made-to-measure clothes becoming more and more prevalent with the use of technology.
But it's still, this is the problem with the girls buying things from the internet from China at the moment. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Unless you can actually physically see a body and measure it, it's not going to make, it's
sure.
not going to fit.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of meant that as well, because I kind of figured that you use the technology in a physical setting rather than just go online and do it, because that's what I said, people have experimented with that in the past and it doesn't really happen.
It's too expensive.
But you've also talking about the type of minds that we all claim to have apart from Jules, which is a fixed mindset, you've actually also recognized the fact that you can't just spend all of your time making couture dresses, that you have to service a market in other ways too. So that's something that you've expanded in. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that.
The wedding bridal industry, or the wedding dresses, is a very exciting opportunity where my advertising was working for me. So I've just decided to take on some lovely new designers recently. And also, I know some of my lovely listeners are listening in today, or some of my wedding related friends.
Let's have some names.
Let's say Sally Laker, who's lovely. Going back to the cakes, I know she's listening.
Love a lemon drizzle.
And I think Debbie and Graham Green are listening from Chives.
They did tweet in, actually. Yep. I did see a tweet from them, yeah.
They will be listening. So it's quite often that we will be seen wandering about some lovely, beautiful wedding venues in the surrounding area of East Kent, doing photo shoots and just having great fun and great times out and sharing, and then using social media afterwards to tell everyone what we've been doing.
Absolutely. So we've kind of focused quite a bit on the wedding marketplace,
yeah.
Which obviously is a specialised marketplace, and it's something. It's surprising, isn't it? How many businesses there are in all kinds of fields involved in the wedding business, and sometimes you think to yourself, do that many people get married all the time to make all of this viable? Not just wedding dresses, but, you know, all the others, you know, florists and wedding cars and photographers and all the other people involved in the wedding industry, and the amount of wedding shows that you see advertised around the place. It's still surprising when people say, you know, we have family breakdown in this country. How many people get married? But then I suppose a lot of people get married more than once, or in George's case, about a dozen times.
And you? Only nobody would have you.
Exactly.
Just the once.
And that, you know. I'm sure
there's a queue forming outside right now.
Yeah, but bound to be.
Now it's just single.
Of porcupines, mostly.
What about the skunk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Zoe, you were trying.
There's nobody queuing out there at all, I can promise
you. That's so harsh.
She's been really horrid to me.
I know, very prickly.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's bring the skunk in.
Yeah.
What's the skunk's name?
Fred.
I don't know. No, the porcupine's Fred. I don't
know
the skunk's name.
Because we all avoid skunks.
Yeah, we all avoid it. It's an albino skunk as well.
Yeah.
No, I just think the wedding industry, going back to that, is bringing many more suppliers, and we all just end up being friends together and sharing. As with Becca, you know, we all just share our experiences and what does and doesn't work for us.
I mean, going back to the people you're working with some of the best in the business.
Yeah.
I mean, Sally did my own wedding cakes.
Okay.
And also Graham and Debbie, I've worked with them before, and fabulous food.
Best food.
And Graham steps out of the square, doesn't he? He just, you know, anything you want, he's always, oh, I can try that. I'll knock that up.
And
I thought Graham was from Australia.
Yes, he is, strangely enough.
Oh, right, okay.
He's a cook, you know.
Yes, I know. I just wondered why you were back to the Transylvanian accent.
No, that was my Rolf Harris accent.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
All right, okay. You should be jailed for that.
So,
okay. So, Zoe, where do we go from here? What's the business plan? It continue to grow?
Yes, expanding.
Yeah.
Definitely just get some premises, not High Street.
Where are you looking for?
I see. Yeah. When you say expanding, you don't mean bigger dresses.
Not your type.
No. So I thought I'd get my own back there.
I think you should just wear a cummerbund, because that, you know, when I was pregnant with my first son, I had to go to a New Year's Eve ball.
Right.
And all I could fit into was my dad's evening jacket and trousers, and then I had a beautiful cummerbund. I was 9 months pregnant and a bow tie.
Hold on a minute. What are you trying to say?
With a cummerbund, you can hold it all in, Paul.
But you say you're telling me I need to hold it all in?
Well, no, I think you've got a lovely physique.
Really?
Just that you often go on diet, so I don't think you need to. I think you're, as Rebecca's pointed out, you're in vogue now. It's the puffy look now.
Dad bod, yeah, the puffy look.
You are in vogue.
I do have a dad bod.
Yeah, perhaps we'll get a picture of you later, you know, slinking around.
Yeah, something like that.
After the treatment.
Yeah, for sure. We'll ignore that.
So where are you looking for premises, though?
Well, I'm going to, speaking with Paul earlier, just agreeing with me that the High Street pretty much has changed. Overheads are systematically taking out too many shops.
Absolutely. The rents, and even more the uniform business rates for retail premises, are ridiculous, and we just can't go there.
And the parking, of course,
and
if you're going
lack
to
of
High
parking
Street.
And especially in Canterbury.
You equate that also with the disadvantages you've got that aside, the amount of people that aren't shopping on the High Street anymore.
Absolutely.
People are buying online.
Yeah.
So where do you look for your goods and services? You go to the internet, and people are finding me there, so I'm just going to extend my property a little bit more at home. Been doing it for years, working from home quite happily. Everyone's quite happy to come see
What's your radius, do you reckon, of people that can get to you?
Everyone touching on London, all across East Kent. I'm in Canterbury, so touching the Sussex border, and a big radius.
Just finishing off on the business side of it rather than the creative dress side of it. It is interesting, isn't it? Because by working at home, you can build a lifestyle and a work-life balance that is more conducive to having to run a shop when you open at really horrible hours, you know, and bank holidays and Saturdays and Sundays and whatever.
You've hit the nail on the head there. Mm. It's exactly that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Enjoying life.
Zoe, absolute pleasure to meet you. All power to your elbow. Keep on keeping on. Growing like mad. Your work is in demand. Give us a shout for both your Twitter handle and website so that people can find out more about you.
Okay, well, my Twitter is @ Zoe Dress Design. and my new, brand new website, which I've got hot off the press, is www.weddingdresskent.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And can we see some lovely pictures on there and things, you know, that we could aspire to?
Not that I've designed on that one.
Okay.
Because this is where I'm moving over to the new business with the new website. Mm. So
there is a link to Zoe's website on the Kent Business Radio website, and that link will stay there. Okay. So if you do want to follow it up, go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, and you can click on the link for Zoe's dress design there, and it will take you through to Zoe's new brand, sparkling new website.
You. Well, talking of sparkling, Zoe's going to design me a lovely pair. I want some palazzo pants.
Some what?
Palazzo pants.
Palazzo pants.
Palazzo pants.
Are they like wife fronts?
No, they're sort of Italian, you know.
Sorry, flares. I'm watching
like
Becca
flares,
explain.
Darling. Flares, you know, like we used to wear loons. Do you remember loons?
I remember loons.
Yeah, well, light loons.
She's making you a pair of loons. Why didn't you say so?
Because palazzo pants is a little bit more elegant.
You're making her some loons, yeah. Flowered.
I'm making some couture items for George. Yes,
some evening trousers, perhaps.
Really flared.
Yeah. Some really, really flare, but because of my height, you know, 33-inch leg, it's hard to find on the high street. Long, tall Sally is a sort of 36 leg, so it's too long. What's your leg length, Zoe?
I get 36-inch.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I struggle.
Gosh, how tall are you?
5'8".
And I'm 5'11", so I must have a short leg.
I've got long legs.
Gosh. And you're wearing high heels as well? Rock it. Rock the leg. Sorry, Paul. We're digressing.
Oh, you feel free. You know, you just discuss your measurements. I don't care.
I saw his little tan go on his chin then. Yeah. I know him so well.
Well, I'm just thinking, I've got a 33-inch leg as well, and I'm taller than all of you. I'm 6'2".
Well, you must be short-waisted or something.
Long body and short, dinky little legs.
Yeah.
I've got long legs.
Let's swap trousers later on.
I'm not playing that game again. Zoe Dowd. For the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to hear from you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Zoe Dowd, wedding dress designer. Do check her out on Twitter and on the web.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. We've had loads of tweets. Channel Radio Arts. Do give Channel Radio Arts Hour a follow.
It's new, isn't it?
Yeah, they're new, so give them a follow. And
what are they doing? They're doing arts?
It's
plays?
Sorry?
Plays What I Wrote?
They're doing plays, what they wrote, poetry readings, book clubs, comedy, all things. There's also a classical music show about to launch.
Oh, that'll be good.
So there's loads of things happening on a Sunday afternoon on Channel Radio, and there's a new Twitter account run by Nigel Banks and the folks, and Clive Looker and the folks that run the arts section of Channel Radio. So do give them a follow. Their Twitter handle is CR Arts Hour on the Twitter.
I shall be listening, because I do like a little bit of classical. Normally, just before I'm about to work with you, I put some classical on just to calm it down.
Yeah, right. And in line with that, I've got Vanilla Web. Can we get a shout-out, please, for the Kentish players? We're presenting Evita at the Hazlitt Theatre Maidstone, 10th to the 13th of June.
I have that in a sandwich sometimes, do you?
Evita?
No, Hazlitt.
Oh, Hazlitt.
Yeah.
You could have Hazlitt on a Vita, couldn't you?
Yeah, on a Revita, slimline.
Yeah, slimline Evita with Hazlitt on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Make you nimble.
Yeah, but then probably there's about three people that know what on earth we're talking about.
Exactly, of a certain age.
Yeah, exactly. So we can ignore that and just tell you that Evita is on at the Hazlitt Theatre Maidstone, and it's on from the 10th to the 13th of June, and you can follow on the Twitter the Kentish players, so do give them a follow. We've also had a tweet from the lovely folks at Telcare, the telecommunications providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Medway, and they say, it's Jill Serkin's birthday. Happy birthday. Hope you've got fizz.
Oh, I've got lots. And
she's got so much fizz, you wouldn't believe it.
I can't wait for you to play a record, so I'm going to nip out and get some then.
Are you? Really?
Yeah, then the whole show will deteriorate.
It will. Well, I'll tell you what, before you start deteriorating, why don't you read one of the longer emails that you've got?
You're saying I won't be able to handle it after champagne?
I am
champagne.
Saying you won't be able to handle it.
There is a full English breakfast, the Kent Invicta Chamber. It's 8 to 9.30. Now, chamber members, it's only £15 plus VAT. Non-members are £20 plus VAT. They are on the events for your diary Friday the 5th of June at the Mercure Pembury Hotel, which is in Pembury, Kelsey Breeze. Thursday the 11th of June at the Burlington Bertie Hotel in Folkestone. Friday the 12th of June, Cineworld in Rochester in Stroud. Thursday the 18th of June, Holiday Inn Ashford North in Ashford. And Friday the 3rd of July at the Mercure Hive Imperial. And it's there's another one which is at the Best Western Coniston in Sittingbourne. And it's called Kent Healthy Business Awards. It's a free business breakfast. It's about improving economic performance through people and environment. And it's in partnership with KCC. And that's on Friday, the 17th of July. And as I said, it's in Sittingbourne at the Best Western Coniston. There's another one at the Thursday, the 25th of June. This is a hot buffet lunch. Or a buffet, depending on where you come from. And that's at the Singleton Tandoori in Ashford. You can find out details of this by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk or again on the kentinvictachamber.co.uk website.
Have you seen this tweet from AK Pet Services?
With all the babies, puppies.
It's Jill Serkin, special six pack for you, and he's got a basket full of six puppies, which is quite good.
And I want them all.
And Alex Waterton of F Keys has said, Vanilla Web, please can you give a well done to all those who took part in the dragon boat race that took place on Sunday at the Chatham Maritime? So a big well done to all of you folks that took place. Took part in the dragon boat race. I saw Liz Armand got roped into doing something as well. She went along to watch and ended up in one of the boats.
Ended up as a dragon. Yeah. Bookkeeping for Beginners. It's a free-to-attend workshop on the 29th of May. It's 12:30 at Ferrari's. What's Ferrari's? Do we know?
It's a venue of some kind, okay. I guess.
You can book now by calling 01689 768 273, or you can email info at Kane, C-A-I-N-A-N-D, beer.co.uk, and go to their website, caneandbeer.com. But it's a free bookkeeping for beginners. Great for business there. It's a workshop, 29th of May, 12:30 at Ferrari's.
Fantastic. Daniel San Giuseppe of Castlewood Hotels has said, hello to all on the Business Bunker and a great big happy birthday to Jill Serkin.
We went to his lovely hotel, didn't
we? We did indeed. One of them. He's got three.
I've got pictures of you cutting cakes and things.
He has three hotels.
He does?
Yeah, the York House in Eastbourne.
Yeah.
The Abbots Barton in Canterbury and the one in Folkestone where the dinner is tonight.
Burlington. Oh, yeah, where you're pointing.
Yeah.
The Burlington.
The Burlington, Burlington Hotel. Bertie. Thank you, Rebecca.
Burlington, yeah. Bertie.
Yeah. So, yes.
Anyway,
he says happy birthday to you.
He's opening a spa, you know, in Canterbury one.
Hey, Paul Clark of Stopwatch Hospitality started tweeting pictures of me and the girls from Spearmint Rhino when I was, when I was with him at the American Speedfest, because it's coming up to that again this year. And he also wants to know why Vanilla Web is part of his American Speed Festival quiz. And I don't know, because I daren't click on the link. Not at this moment in time, anyway. And we've also had a tweet from Nikki Ratcliffe, who says, woo-hoo-hoo, love Zoe, she designed my wedding dress.
Oh, we want pictures, Nikki.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, yeah. So, thank you for all of that. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage, and we're going to have a little bit of a break, and then when we come back, we're going to play interviews from the Basecamp 2020.
Are you playing another sort of birthday song?
No.
Really?
No, it's the break song.
Oh, the one I chose.